Here we go. Because before we begin, instead of me inventing the wheel of what the Mesillas Yesharim is, everyone looks at the sheet in front of them before we read the actual words of Mesillas Yesharim. Let's borrow Rav Matzio Salomon's introduction to the Mesillas Yesharim. And Mesillas Yesharim has his own introduction to his own Sefer, but a little before that, Rav Matzio Salomon, in Sefer Matnas Chelko, points out, just, you know, I guess to get a little perspective on how Gedolim in previous generations valued what the Mesillas Yesharim is telling us over here. So I'll just read here just a few lines, skip around so we get a little feel. But it's on this sheet over here if anybody's looking. He says as follows, Naktam Hakdama Kitzara. I'm going to give you a little introduction. He says, Hine Kvar Yadua Gedoli Chashivas Sefer Mesillas Yesharim Shehor. Everyone knows this great Sefer. Shagon Rav Zundel Misalant Shal Rabbi Rav Chaim Valojin. Rav Zundel Misalant, right, who asked his Rebbe Rav Chaim Valojin, which Musar Sefer should he get involved in? He said, these are the following words, he puts it in quotes, Kol Sifrei Musar Tov L'Lmod. Every Musar Sefer is good to learn. Ach, Sefer Mesillas Yesharim Hu Yeh Minahalich. Mesillas Yesharim is basically like a guide, I guess. You call him your tour guide, so to speak. There's something about the Mesillas Yesharim that strikes a different dynamic in Musar than other Musar Sefarim. He's not putting down Chas V'Shalom L'Chavos L'Vavos. He's not starting up with Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva. He's not starting up with any of them, Chas V'Shalom. But he's somehow, with his grip, Rav Chaim Valojin's grip on all of Musar Sefarim, his understanding of what the Mesillas Yesharim was doing is something a little different than everybody else was doing. We're going to see, he has a nice little program, big program, the Mesillas Yesharim, how to do this, but he's hitting a different chord when it comes to Musar. And he goes on over here, he quotes many different, he quotes the Gra, that the Gra said, that's in the second paragraph, the Gra said if he lived during the time of the Ramchal, he would walk literally Chamisha Mil in order to hear Musar from him. And then he goes on to describe, now if anybody stops and thinks about the Vilna Gaon's learning, apparently he took it pretty seriously. He wasn't like, yeah, I'll go for a walk, when I go on vacation, I'll go visit Yonah Ramchal, let's hear what he has to say. He valued every single second of life, every nuance of every second of life he took seriously. If that's true, what is the Gro doing? I mean, the Gro is on the way he's valued amongst, you know, the peers during his time, he's Kamada Rishon, that's the way other people treat him. And he's going to schlep and travel, waste time, so to speak, to go speak to the Mesillas Yesharim? Sounds like he has his book anyway. Like, where's he going? There must be something there that the Mesillas Yesharim had to offer that people didn't have to offer. Other people just couldn't. The Gro was Mestamba. They say the Gro at the end of his life could open up a Chumash and learn Kol HaTorah Kula just from a Chumash. Apparently he had it too. It must have been something that he was doing right. Yet, with all of that, there was something within the Mesillas Yesharim that he felt, analyzing these words, is that there's something in here that I can't get anywhere else. And apparently if I can meet this person, it would change my life, even a Gra. He goes on to say that for a person to stop and realize what the Mesillas Yesharim is, it's a very important step just for ourselves. You know, we come across many, many different articles, many different, you know, beautiful things that people write, and then we come across Musar Sefarim. It sounds like Rabbi Yisrael talks about this. Mesillas Yesharim, he says the same thing. It's like the guide in life. It's supposed to be our guide. It's supposed to be when a Jew looks at life, looks at scenarios, looks at settings in life, it's supposed to be through the perspective of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Gra writes, I'm not sure if he brings this here, the Gra writes, the Vilna Gaon writes, the first 11 prokin doesn't have an extra word. Sounds like Kamara Chumash, like not an extra word. Every single word in Mesillas Yesharim is not an extra word. The Gro wouldn't leave his house till he chazed it. I forgot how many numbers of times before he walked out of the house. Where was he going? You know, he wants to make sure. As soon as he makes himself vulnerable to planet Earth, I want to make sure my hashkafas in life, my perspectives on life are perfect. They have to be perfect. So let's start a little bit. The Mesillas Yesharim. Okay, the Mesillas Yesharim writes a Hakdama here. I want to, I guess in order to have a normal conversation, understand it, let's read a couple of lines together first, and then we could break it down. If we just spend on the first line and start, you know, picking away at words, we're not gonna appreciate the full picture. Amar HaMechaber, he writes the following. The Mesillas Yesharim writes, Hachibur azeh lo chibarti l'lamei l'vnei adam eis asher lo yado. This sefer that I wrote is coming to teach people not things that they don't know, right? But a lot to teach people things that they don't know. Elo lahazkirim es yadualem kvar umarfursim etzlam pirsim gadol. Rather, it's to mention to them things that are known to them already, and it's quite obvious and well known to everybody, these things. Kilo timsa berov devarai el advarm sharov bnei adam yodim osov lo mistakvem klal. You'll find in the majority of my words, that's one majority, we'll see, and in the majority of people, right, that they know all of these things here already. So it sounds like there's a certain miut, certain minority that doesn't know any of this, and even within the non-minority, they don't know everything here. But there's a certain percentage of people out there, sounds like a large percentage, that really know every single thing in this book. You realize the crowd that he's writing to apparently was actually probably pretty sophisticated. You know, we read this book today, every other line, like, I didn't know that. Is that true? Wow. Goes that far. You know, the crowd that he's writing to, apparently, he felt, would understand all of this. He's not trying to be humble. He's not lying over here. He's being totally honest. Elishik, so now he's bothered by, I guess, on himself. So why am I writing this book? Right? Why would you write a book that everyone knows about? It's like, I'm going to put out a book about ABC. Wow. Telling you, I'm one of the Gedolei Hador during my time. I was controversial as it is, you know. All I need to do is put out a book and claim this is an unbelievable book, and everyone's reading the book. This is what he put out. I mean, that's all he needs. So why did I write this book? He spells it out. Ela shekvi ro pirsumam, because it's so obvious to everyone, it's so widespread, everyone knows about it. Kneged masha mitosam goloi lakol, and its truths are so revealed to everyone. Kach helam mehem motzui ma'od v'ashicha rabba. To that extent is the amount that it's found, that the helam is like the hiddenness, the blindness that they can't see is found by them, and they forget about it. It sounds like it's an equation. To the extent that you have clarity in something, and it's obvious, and you don't need to think about it, that's to the extent that we're clueless about it. I mean, I would have read this somewhere else. I would have said, I, you know, that sounds like a very sophisticated line, but I don't really get what you're talking about, right? He claims, this is his claim for fame over here. This is the reason why he's writing this book. This is his answer to this book. The reason why I'm writing this book, because everybody on planet Earth, rove people, know rove of the things in this book, right? But the problem is that they know it. That's exactly the problem. If they didn't know it, it might be good because now they'll learn it. But the problem is, they know it already. So why am I writing this book? Because they know it already. It's a little strange, so we have to see what this means. He says, Al kein ein toeles hanilkot mizah sefer. It's not going to be a benefit that comes out of this sefer. Yotzi min akriya bo pamachas. You read this book one time, you're going to get out of it zero. Totally zero. Because it's possible that you won't find a person when he reads this any insights after his reading. Only a little bit that maybe you'll find, you know, something that you didn't realize. Sounds like now he's saying that I do have something to offer. Elamat, there is something in there that you might not have noticed. Avalat toelus, what's the benefit of this book? Yotzei min achazara ola v'hasmada. The benefit of this book only is going to come about through reading it again and again and again. It's going to remind the person of the things that he will naturally forget about. And they'll be able to place on his heart his responsibilities that is naturally hidden from him. Okay, we read a lot. Now let's just break this down a little bit. Masilas Yesharim sounds like the following thing. One could have read this. I remember years ago when I was a little kid, not a little kid, but when I was, you know, started base measures reading this. You read this, you're like, you know, that's a great sales pitch for a book, you know. You're not going to really benefit from reading it one time, so just keep reading it, you know. Okay, I guess, you know, like, if you have nothing to offer, what else are you going to say? So he has to keep saying, you know, read again and again, and then everyone will buy the book, hopefully trusting him that one day it will click. I doubt that that's really what's going on. It sounds like the Masilas Yesharim, and I think it's almost after he wrote this sefer, he realized he has a problem. He wrote this phenomenal sefer that the Gra, apparently a couple of years later, not that long ago, a couple of decades after, is blown off the face of this planet. Like, wow. I mean, you're talking about the Gra, knows every Rashba, Ritva, every Rambam on his fingertips. He sees this sefer and it's like, wow, a revelation is going on. I can't believe what I'm experiencing. Right? But apparently, Mesil Sharm wrote this book. And he's saying to himself, I got a problem. Everyone's going to open this book and they're going to be like, huh? Is he kidding? This is what he wrote? Right? That's what it sounds like. And therefore, he's writing in his introduction, don't have that question. It's a very, very good question, right? It sounds like he had the same question. He's coming to point out, don't have this unbelievable question on me that this book seems like a waste of time, because I have an answer why it's not a waste of time. Okay, right? I want to ask you a different question. This is what I was bothered by. Apparently, Mesil Sharm feels that there's another opinion out there on what Musar must be, right? In other words, it sounds like all these sophisticated people that know every... This is what he writes. Right? You'll find in my words that people know, Sharob Neodim Yodim Osam. Most people know this. That means these people know all these chazal that he's quoting and all these complicated things. He's talking to real chashiva people here. So don't they get what he's doing? No. They're going to look at this book and they're going to think, what a waste of time. I don't know. But I would think if they're very chashiva people, they would get it. Apparently, the Mesil Sharm feels that there is a world out there that has a different understanding of what Musar is. And I have to tell the world, it's different than you think, right? It's not this, rather it's this. Because if they didn't think it was different, then as soon as they start reading the book, they go, oh, Baruch Hashem, someone finally put this together. This is great. If they're going to be bothered by this question, you can only be bothered by a question if you have some other perspective that existed before, and then you have this question. So the question really is, what is the other approach, right? What's the thing that everyone's thinking? The Mesil Sharm is coming to point out that that's not true. It's not that. Rather, it is what? It's this thing called chazering the same thing you know and you know again. That's what you're supposed to do. What is that? So the honest answer is that there's no way for me to really know what that is. There's no way. But I think for ourselves, before we dig into the whole paragraph, I think we ourselves should ask ourselves, what do we think Musar is? You know, we hear all these called Musar. For some reason, it's like a horrible expression that exists in the world. You're going to give somebody else Musar. I don't know what that really means. It sounds like, I guess if you would put it into English, I'm going to give somebody else, you know, nasty rebuke. That's usually what the connotation is. Now, that's not, maybe that sort of could fit into certain psukim, the way the Shari Tshuva quotes over what Musar is a little bit. But that's not what we're doing here. That's not the Mesil Sharm's Musar. It has nothing to do with that. The Mesil Sharm's Musar is, the way he seems to say it over, is the following. What's the reason why I'm writing this book? He says the following. He says, these words are, El Shekvi Rov Pirsumam, because something is so apparent and so obvious and so well known, Koch Hela Mehem Matsui Ma'od. That's how little you know about it. To the extent that you know about something, that's how clueless I actually am about that idea. That's the Mesil Sharm's understanding of Musar. His understanding of Musar sounds like it has a lot to do with getting the things that we know and not forgetting them, being on the forefront of our minds. Now, the way we happen to learn Musar today, right, is not so much like this. I mean, you got to do this also. But everything in this book is a chiddush to us. So we, Baruch Hashem, don't have that frustration of what are we learning? We know it already. Because the honest truth is, every time I learn it, I taka realize new things. Not every time, I wish it was every time. But when you learn something, you start learning new things. That's not even what the Mesil Sharm is talking about. He's talking about, I know it already. But now, I have to make sure, like the girl, when I walk out of my house, whoa, here I go. I got everything crystal, crystal clear. It's getting every single last ounce. I guess a mushel maybe like for ourselves is, let's say for instance, our name, right? Our name, the reason why most of us probably don't forget our name is because we use our name so often that we don't end up forgetting our name, and therefore we don't need to think about our name because we know our name. But then we have something called a password on an account, right, that we have used in the past. I know I wrote it down somewhere, but I don't know where I wrote it down, right? What is that? That is something that you knew well. You have clarity in it. But since I know my passwords, I don't need a... Or I'm not going to sit down and memorize my password. I know my password already. But you don't. Yes, I do. But you don't. You really, really... You'll sit out of your house, locked out of your house for days because you don't know your password. That's what it's going to come down to. That's one type of mussar. Meaning, getting the things that I know and just keeping them on basically my conscious mind. They're there. I see it. I know it. Then there's probably something that we're going to end up getting out of it, which is something on another level, which probably when you hear mussar sometimes, or like mussar shmuzin, what you hear, something a little different, which is you know something, you realize something, but I didn't realize it goes that far. I didn't realize it's also referring to that. Oh, Taka, you should do it there too. That's something that's, I don't think even Basil Sasharim is coming necessarily to do, right? He's coming to say, you guys all know this already. We just got to make sure we have this checklist. We can't forget this checklist. But very often, the way we learn Mussar practically is, we call it a daher. We get like a little more of a clarity in what we have before. I think that's the way. If you look at the sheet in front of you from the Matnas Chelko on the second page, I think that's the way Rabbat the old Solomon describes what Mussar is a little bit. He says, I'm not sure how he's getting this out of the words fully, but definitely his description of Mussar, I would bank on it more than my own description. So what he says is as follows. On the second page, he's quoting over these words. He says, Sheb'emes ein sara chidushim be'inyan limud Mussar. You don't need to have insights in learning Mussar. Elo lahazkir yadua, rather to mention the known. Vainu she yesod liban ha-Mussar u'legalos ha-nestaros shebefor samos. It's to reveal the hidden in the well-known. I'm not sure. He's toying, I think, in between both a little bit, right? I know it. It's like chidushim in dvarim pshutim. I guess that's the way we would say it. It's saying insights in obvious things. Now, that sounds like an oxymoron a little bit. If it's obvious, you can't really have an insight. But it's not really true. That's very often what it is. You could talk to somebody, they have like another angle, and they're using the same words, but it sounds like they just grip it differently than me. I've had that. I've had conversations with Rabbeim. They're using like certain words, and they're like, they just... I don't know, they seem to like realize it more than me, and therefore they have different applications than me, right? Why? Just is a certain clarity that they have in it, and they worked on it, that's what they have in it, and that's what allows a person to, so to speak, have the proper perspective. As Ratzalom, Devarim, Sheshaman Kvar Harbe Pa'am, something that you heard many times, Rak, Shenechleshu V'nevdu HaChizuk V'aroshem Shebi'e Mehen. It sounds like it loses, naturally, it loses some sort of weakness, gets and is a loss of the impact, the roshem, that it's having on me. What a person needs to do is almost like relive it again. Here I go, I'm going to hear the whole thing again. I'm going to try to reanalyze it again. And through that, what goes on is that you start seeing things a little differently, a little with more clarity. The same thing I know, and I understand it fully. I have no questions, no shadow and a doubt whether or not this thing is true. But now that I think about it a little more, it's like I start acting differently. I'll give you a mashal, maybe like, I know for myself. Let's say I just did a couple of minutes ago, bedtime, right? Bedtime is, could be an overwhelming experience if anybody had this opportunity to do bedtime. Call it whatever you want. But, right, there's something called bedtime, right? You do bedtime. And, you know, you could talk to your kids, you get overwhelmed, right? Now, if a person would stop and say, hey, I'm the father, and he's my child, and he actually views me as I'm his father, right? All of a sudden, I wish I did this more often. It's good that I said it on a tape. I feel like I have to do it. But, like, I would probably talk much differently. Why? You didn't know. He's your kid. You're running around doing whatever you can to get that kid into bed, right? You're an eved to that child. Mamash, a slave, through and through. You don't realize he's your kid. I mean, what else? You're a bigger lunatic if you didn't realize he's your kid, right? Then if you're, obviously you know he's your kid. So what are you doing? Yeah, but I don't realize. So all of a sudden you stop and say, hey, he's my child. He looks at me as, I'm the parent. I'm gonna say, he's going to grow up. Remember, this is his father. Well, hey, I better like talk nicely. Yeah. Why? Because the focus. I know it. I don't think it's like, oh, I never realized. Yeah, hey, you know, it's amazing. That's why I'm doing all this. I forget. Of course you know. He's calling you daddy. You know, right? It's obvious. But there's a certain thing. If I'm focused and I realize what's going on, all of a sudden I do something differently. It's not a chiddush very often that you need. It's not something out of the box. Very often when we hear Musar, like we're expecting to hear something earth-shattering. The more extreme something we hear, I think probably for ourselves it'd be kedai to put a little question mark around it. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, is that really true? Like, if it's something I never heard, then why didn't I hear it all these years? Like, it's like weird, no? Bumped into many, many chashuvah people. They never pointed that out. Wonder why, like, I'm realizing this, hearing this now. It's not supposed to be able to do something automatically, Musar. It's not. It's supposed to be consistent pounding away at the same exact words again and again. Builds a clarity. That's what it is. It's taking what I know and it's building a clarity. But we can't, Mesillas Yesharim at the end of this paragraph points out, we can't pop into this category, to this clarity, I mean. If you look at the last words of this of the paragraph, it says, the benefit that comes out of this sefer is chazara. It's the only benefit that comes out of it, is reviewing it again and again. Why? He says, you naturally forget the things that I know. That's what's going to happen. Anybody that knows anything in this room about themselves, they naturally don't think about it. I don't know why. I'm not a psychologist. I wish I could understand it fully. But there's some natural phenomenon on planet Earth that the thing that I know, I am not thinking about. Which is almost scary. Because if you think about it, right? If you... Well, Zil Shem gives a mashal later on. I'll give you an example. Let's say a person's blind. Naturally... or a person decides to close his eyes. Now, the guy that's not blind naturally is much better off because when he wants to decide to see, he could finally see. But right now, when he's walking through traffic, he's in just as bad shape as the blind guy. Right? Why? Because he can't see. According to the Mesillas Yesharim, if the things that I know, I don't know, that means it could practically be as if I don't know them. Now, if we put that into, like, ourselves, I mean, it's a little uncomfortable sometimes, but, like, whoa, that means all the things that I know, I don't really know. It means all the things that I know aren't really helping me to know them unless I actually have them on the forefront of my mind. That's what he's saying, the Mesillas Yesharim. And unless I'm going to make this clarity, so to speak, I guess the nice way to coin it is, a reality, right? In other words, I know it, but, like, I see it, I feel it, I understand it. It's not having an impact on me. I could have all the ideas in the Torah. I could know the animamims clearly. I can know davening by heart. I can know shnayim mikravach atarkam perfectly. Awesome, great. Now what? Not to downplay those things. Those are unbelievable things. But the Mesillas Yesharim is trying for us to get a certain clarity in what? Whoa, it has to be on the forefront of my mind. Now we find Chazal say, if there's another sheet that was handed out on the back of the one with the Mesillas Yesharim, it says, just to maybe end with this, it says over, grab me a sheet. I'm sorry. You might grab two here. He says, no? Thick paper, I'm sorry. Right. Okay, he says as follows. There's a pasuk in the Torah, right? He says, V'yadata hayom v'ashivose el bavecha. You should know today and you should return to your heart, ki Hashemu Elokim v'ashamayim imal. We say this in Aleinu, right? Like funny, after I read this, like, hey, I say this in Aleinu, you know, like clicks, right? What happens? You should know today, and you should return to your heart that what? That Hashem runs the world, right? That Hashem is in Shamayim Maal, he's in the heavens up above. There's nobody like him. Now, the Keser Yonason, if you just want to look, is basically the Hebrew edition of Targum Yonason Ben Uziel. Just makes it much easier to read. He says, "V'teidu hayom hazeh." You should know this today. "V'toshuvu alavavchem," and you should return this onto your heart. Ki Hashem Elokim, that what? That Hashem's Shechina is amongst us. Bashamayim Ma'al, and He rules over the entire world, and no one else besides Him. Wow, that's a pretty powerful pasuk. God really runs the world. What's strange about this pasuk, according to the Targum Yonason, and Zero Hirsch says basically the same thing, is that what I don't understand is that who's he talking to? Now, to me, I could use this chizuk. You know, like, I don't know, I'm very spaced out. You get very overwhelmed with many different situations. Very hard to stay focused. Come, you go. You know, your cell phone's ringing. Who knows what's going on? But he's talking to the Dor Deah, right? The Adata Hayom, you should know today. Okay, great. Now, they know pretty clear. I mean, their stand is Anani Akavud, right there. It's Machlok, it's maybe one sheet that holds Anani Akavud. It wasn't there all the years in the Midbar, but according to the Bein Hillel, it was there. Okay, they have the Anani Akavud. They have the Mun coming down day in, day out. They spoke to Hashem. I mean, you know, you got to know the Yadata Hayom. You got to know that there's God. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu is like still teaching the Torah, like that he got from that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu come down. They got to clear. They went through like, you know, the Kriya, whole Kriyas Yamsov. They had the inside scoop. I mean, you couldn't have better than this. So what's the Hashivasa El Vavecha, right? What does that mean? V'toshuvu al avchem, return it onto your hearts. What are you returning, right? Your return means I don't have something, and then you return. You can't return something that you have. It's called holding, right? That's what it is. I can't return this to myself now while I'm holding it. It sounds like, and many of the Rishonim learned the same thing, is that when I cut, that's the tzivoy. The tzivoy is this Mesil Sesharim. The Adat Hayom, you could know something, but while you know it, you naturally lose it. While I know it with clarity. These Dor Deah knew everything with 100% clarity. They weren't lacking anything. 100%. But to the extent that they know it, that's to the extent that they don't know it. And then the Hashivasa El Vavecha, that's the process. Pounding away every day. Here we go again. That's the only way you could live a Jew. You live like a Jewish person. Experiencing Maimon Har Sinai is very cool. I would love to have been there. Not just cool, it's probably pretty like spiritually inspiring. But no, v'hashivasa el vavecha. Unless there's a proactive attempt by a person with a chazara and a consistent chazara. I skipped the Ma'ar HaMesila, is the Birchas Avram on Shas, on Mesil Sesharim. He describes, what do you mean, ha-chazara v'asmada? He points out it has to be consistent. I have to pound away consistently. I can't pick up these things once a week, so to speak. You know, we have this once a week. But you can't pick this up. It's not a once a week pop in. Let me get an angle. Let me get a new perspective. It's a consistent day in, day out pounding away in getting clarity of the things that I know. Nothing new, nothing foreign, nothing weird. I don't mean to disappoint anybody. Nothing spectacular. The things that we know, the things that we heard, to like just, you know, maybe we probably need to tweak them a little bit, but even the things that we know, tweak them a little bit and then just keep pounding away the same point, okay? It's the first one. I just figured we would talk about, you know, what Mussar is before we actually learn Mussar, because we probably don't know what it is a little bit. We might have the same problem Sil Sesharim has and get disappointed. I don't want to disappoint anybody, okay? Thank you so much for coming. Oh, yeah. We'll pick this up next week. Thank you.